Good morning and welcome to our program. We are happy that you've taken the time to be with us on this Lord's Day morning. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the new local minister at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. I hope that you'll tune in each Sunday morning as we delve into the Word of God in order to establish the truth that are contained therein. We encourage you to be open-minded, open your Bible, follow along to the things that we study. If you have any questions concerning the things that you hear in this program, we would encourage you to ask questions. Truth has nothing to fear from an open examination. You will not offend us by questioning anything that you hear in this program. It will be my intent to always stand squarely on the Word of God, to draw conclusions that can solely be shown to be true by the authority of God's Word. It is my belief that everything in the name of religion must have a thus saith the Lord behind to give it authority. If it cannot be found in the Bible, it cannot rightly be called a work of God. We hope that these messages each Sunday morning will provoke your thinking, provoke you to further study, and encourage you the need to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. It is our hope and our prayer that we can help you in understanding your responsibility in the relationship that we seek to have with our Lord. If you have any questions or you need a further study, please contact me. I would be more than happy to sit down with you to have an open Bible study. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I've been preaching the gospel for 26 years. 13 years of those were in Las Vegas, Nevada, and the last 13 years have been in Beaver Creek, Ohio. I moved to Harrodsburg in September 8th of this year, and I'm looking forward to working with the good group of Christians that meet at this place. It is our desire that as God's people here, that we might be a light to the community and that we can help others see the need for God in their life. We hope that these programs can help you understand that it is vitally important that we be honest and true to God's Word in every aspect of our life. This is what I would like to talk to you about this morning. I want to tell you the need for one to be obedient to God's will. Many people want to talk about faith, and faith indeed is important. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. The Bible is very clear about that in Hebrews 11 and verse 6. Unless one believes that Jesus is the Son of God, he will die in his sins, according to John 8, verse 24. Yet faith alone is dead being alone, according to James, in James chapter 2, beginning in verse 14 through the remainder of the chapter. We see an example of faith being demonstrated in Luke chapter 5 and verse 20, when those who wanted Jesus to heal the lame man could not get through because of the multitudes, went up on the roof and lowered him down to place him in front of Jesus. And in Luke chapter 5 and verse 20, the Lord commented that he saw their faith. Can the Lord see our faith? Yes, he can. And he can see when we lack faith. What is the evidence of our faith? The evidence of our faith is our obedience. Jesus himself said in John 14 and verse 15, if you love me, you keep my commandments. In 1 John chapter 5, in verse 2 and 3, the Apostle John would write, but this we know, that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. Yes, we need to love God, but love for God can only be rightly demonstrated by an obedient heart. In Matthew the 7th chapter, Jesus touches on this in the Great Sermon on the Mount. In verse 21 we read, not everyone who saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. You see, Lawlessness is to act without authority. It is to act on an assumption. If one is disobedient to God, it's because it's a violation of His will. Yet we can violate God's will in a number of ways. We can omit doing the things that we should do. And that is sin according to James chapter 4, verse 17. We can sin willfully and ignorantly, according to Hebrews chapter 9 and also in Acts 17. And so sin is just a transgression of God's law. Sin means to miss the mark. When we miss the mark, we are guilty of sin. And sin separates a man from God, Isaiah 59, verse 1 and 2. We are told in the Bible in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 that we've all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We're told in chapter 6 and verse 23 of the same book that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And so we needed a remedy. We needed a way that we could overcome our sin. And that remedy was provided by the blood of Jesus Christ, Romans chapter 5, verse 6 through 8. That same blood washes away our sins, according to Revelation chapter 1 and verse number 5. And it's that blood that the Christian has access to that can cause his sin to be forgiven after his obedience by his confession and seeking God's forgiveness, according to 1 John 1, verse 7 through 10. Yet let's get back for a moment to this discussion on obedience. This seems to be a bad word to many in the religious world, that God demands obedience. Yet, if you do a careful study of the Scripture, and you do a careful study of Bible history, you will find that there's never been a time that man has not been under law. And under that law, God demanded and expected obedience. Let me just give you a couple of examples. Let's go back to Adam and Eve for a moment. In the Garden of Eden, God told Adam and Eve that they had dominion over all that He had created and gave them to keep and tend the garden. He also gave them a law in a restriction of not eating of the tree in the midst of the garden, which was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. In Genesis 2, 16 and 17, God said, "In the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." Well, along comes a serpent, the devil, in Genesis chapter 3, and he tempts and seeks to beguile Eve. Excuse me. How does he do that? He just adds one little word. He adds the word "not." He tells Eve that even if she ate of the tree, she would not die, but she would be like God, and she would know the difference between good and evil. He told a half-truth. Yes, she would be able to discern between good and evil, but she would never be God. And yet he didn't tell her the consequence, but God had already done that. She would die. She yielded to the temptation. She gave to Adam, and he did eat, and he yielded. Did they die that day? According to Genesis chapter 3 and verse 24, they were driven from the presence of God and from the Garden of Eden. They spiritually died that day, just like God said. When man sins, he dies that day. According to Isaiah 59, 1 and 2, sin separates a man from God. Sin is the thing that will cost him his soul if sin is not repented of. Therefore, if a man truly has faith and he truly loves God, what will he do in his life? He will obey what God says. It is meaningless and has hypocrisy to say that one loves God and then deny His teaching and fail to comply with His will. Such reasoning fails to understand that God demands obedience, always has, always will. Nadab and Abihu in Leviticus chapter 10. They were priests of God. They had just been consecrated for service in the tabernacle. They were doing their first service in that tabernacle when the Bible says they offered strange fire that God commanded not. What did God do? He sent fire from heaven and devoured them. In explaining His actions, God told His father that all those who come before me will consider me as holy. And how do we demonstrate the holiness of God? We respect Him and we do what He says. Failure to do what He says is an act of disobedience. Such disobedience results in sin, and such disobedience is displeasing to God. We see the same law that was enacted even in the New Testament, when at times God gave His disciples commands and they failed to act appropriately. We see the example of Peter in Galatians chapter 2, verse 11 through 14, when Paul withstood him to the face because by his hypocrisy of not eating with the Gentiles, he not only sinned, but he caused Barnabas to sin. You see, sin is a failure to do what God says, a failure to be obedient. Dear listener, how can you claim that you love God, that you have a relationship with the Lord, that you believe the Bible is infallible, inerrant, it is inspired, it is God's will revealed unto man, and yet fail to render obedience to the teachings contained therein? Such reasoning is very difficult to understand by so many in the religious world. God demands respect. He demands respect in His Word. He demands respect for His authority. He demands respect in His church. Failure to follow the precepts and teachings that are contained in the Bible will result in sin. Sin unrepented of will result in spiritual death or eternal death, eternal separation from God. We know from passages 2 Peter chapter 3 that God desires no one to perish but all to come to repentance in verse 9. Yet we know that all men will not repent because all men will not turn away from sin. We are told in Matthew chapter 7 verse 13 and 14, there are but two paths that man can choose. Jesus said in the Great Sermon on the Mount, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." Why are there few who find it? Because the way is difficult. It is narrow. It is stringent. That means it is narrow because God made it narrow. If one wants to enter it, he's going to have to be obedient to the things that God says. James chapter 2, in verse number 18, the writer gave us an excellent illustration of how we demonstrate our faith. In verse number 18, he said, "You believe, but someone will say, 'You have faith and I have works.' Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works." You see, I can demonstrate my faith to God by my obedience to His will. The same is true if I am disobedient. A disobedient heart demonstrates a lack of faith and love for God by those actions. Either way, we demonstrate to God our respect and our love for Him by our obedience or our lack thereof. Which is it for you? Do you have a relationship with Christ? Are you being obedient to His will? We hope and we pray that you will give these thoughts serious consideration as you study God's Word. We hope to see you again next week.